Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 35th Torino Film Festival, and we are here with Jeffrey Thirlwell, one of the most difficult surname to pronounce for us, you know. Thirlwell is really complicated.
Blame my mother.
I know. It's not your fault.
I would have named myself Tony.
It would be much easier. Well, you are co-director with Josephine Decker of Flames, which is in Festa Mobile, in the Festa Mobile section. And if we want to be simplistic, we can call it like a documentary, but it's much more than a documentary. It's like a intimate diary. It's a lifetime diary. It's some kind of performance movie. It's a lot of stuff. How did you build this up?
Well, Josephine and I don't agree if it's a documentary or a narrative film.
Exactly. So this is, you see?
Yeah, it premiered at Tribeca as a narrative film, and then it recently won an award in New Hampshire as the best documentary. So there's really no...
So you don't know, but nobody knows, actually.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
You name it Flames, which was like the flames of love, the flames of passion, the flames of art. Which kind of flames do you want to tell us about?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also, you know, the flames of destruction, right? That something that burns. You know, everyone hopefully has fallen in love somehow. And, we think in the moment of love that it is forever, that they're the one, has happened, I will be married, children, everything. And so often I have been wrong about this. And I think many other people as well, although I won't speak for them, right? They speak for themselves. Yeah. But this this moment of thinking that this is the one and then being wrong and then what happens afterwards, this is really what the movie's about.
So basically you and Josephine decided to film your love life from the beginning to the end and to after the end too. And you say one thing that enlightening to me during the film, say you thought it would have been a good idea, but you didn't know that it was like a hidden sabotage of your love life. Did you still think that?
I think it was a terrible idea. I had a show at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and I asked them, okay, what work do you want? And they said, you can do whatever you want. Right, which is amazing, and Josephine and I had just fallen in love, like a couple weeks before. And I came home, I was really excited, and we were like, "What should we do? You know, we should do a project together." You know, there's enough movies about people killing each other. There's enough movies with death and car chases and stealing. A movie that could be really transgressive would be to show real love with real sex, right? Because this is something that I think rarely gets shown, is how beautiful and ugly falling in love is, right? So we tried to show this. And then we kept filming for 5 years.
Exactly. This was my next question. How long was it shot?
5 years.
5 years.
And then we edited for a year.
So how many, like, millions of hours of footage did you get?
We have 6 terabytes of footage.
God.
So thousands, yeah, of hours.
And you edited after you split up.
Yeah.
So it was like a way of reconnecting to each other. It was easier, was like another bad idea.
It was hell.
It was hell, really.
Yeah. Because, all right, the narrative when you're in love together tends to be the same, right? It's pretty close. Not the exact same, but pretty close. Yeah.
The pace is more or less the same.
Yeah. But that's when you break up, you each form your own narrative about what happened, right? And then this film is really us trying to decide what that middle road was, which is, you know, we fought the whole time.
Because normally when you split up, each one has his own narrative, but each one can go his own way and pretend he's the right one.
Right.
In your situation, you were forced to fix each other's narrative, so...
Yeah.
But was it like, I saw it like a good way to build up build up a friendship again, probably. Because the end of the film shows you, the two of you laughing in the street like two good friends. Is it right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I would. It's always. I mean, you have exes, right? Mm-hmm. Some good, some bad, some that you enjoy a certain part of them very much, right? It's a great part, and you love their sense of humor or something about them, their taste in art, whatever it is. But then there are other parts that you can't stand, right? Mm-hmm. And this is why you're not together anymore. And we are still friends, but we will never get back together.
I asked you one silly question about the one part of the movie that was really funny. And you and Josephine made this kind of game. There was a window shop of a shop where you have to undress and then dress up with the stuff that was there. What kind of experiment was that?
This was an art performance I did to get American people to care about economics. Mm-hmm. I'm a socialist, and when you talk about socialism in America, people laugh at you, right? The first thing, the only thought is capitalism in the United States. And so this was a way to try different economic models to see if people would respond better, right? Instead of being broke, you're naked. Yeah. And then you have to be naked all day, right? Like poor people are poor all day. And so we played this game in public. Because you know, if you're broke, you're broke in public, you know?
Yeah, you're broke always.
Everyone knows you're poor.
Yeah, exactly. Which kind of life is a film like yours going to have, besides the festival circuit that you are just going through?
It was bought by FilmRise in the United States, mm-hmm. And they are going to release it on the day before Valentine's Day.
Which is kind of sadistic, but it's okay.
Yeah. So then, it'll be online and everything. I think Amazon, it'll be on Amazon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for being with us. To Jeffrey Throwell, director, together with Josephine Dacre of the film Flames, here at the Torino Film Festival. Thank you very much. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.